Barry, generally, as far as people are waking up this morning, those who didn't stay up all night to watch it, what's the general feeling that you're getting?
Just here, I'm just right outside Parliament at the minute. I'm the side where all the press tents have been set up. You've got politicians coming and going, so we're just trying to gauge the reaction. I think the overall feeling is just everyone trying to catch a wee breath, really, just trying to take a minute and take it all in, because if you remember back to when Theresa May called this election, the reason she did it is because she thought she was going to get a massive majority. And some of those initial polls in those first few days were saying the majority could be three figures majority. And now we're looking at no majority at all. It's when you think back to that moment, it's absolutely incredible. And then when you think about what Labour's done and the campaign they've run, and people talking about whether Jeremy Corbyn was, you know, a week, 2 weeks ago, whether he was still going to be around today, all of a sudden, I've seen a massive success for him in the Labour Party as well. So there's just so much to digest, really.
A lot of spotlight, a lot of commentary nationally at this present moment in time, including the DUP in the conversation. With obviously, Ken's talking about it here locally, but Sky Sources saying on the TV, even as we speak, that the Tories are clearly, at this moment, in talks with the DUP.
Yeah, one of my colleagues has been talking to a couple of people in the DUP this morning, and they say that the talks, I can't remember the exact phrase that was used, but apparently the talks that were ongoing throughout the last Parliament are now continuing at pace. In other words, they're definitely talking this morning and talking quite a lot. And then the latest that we had there was it's going to be not so much of your traditional coalition deal if they do strike some sort of agreement. So that it won't be, if you remember back to Nick Clegg and Cameron, David Cameron standing outside in the garden in Downing Street and being Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister. It's not sort of that sort of a deal that they're thinking of and they're talking about. It sounds like it's going to be what's called a supply and confidence deal. So the DUP would say, we'll support the minority Conservative government when it comes to something like passing a budget or the Queen's speech. So all those big important votes, they'll definitely, but they don't have to support them in every single little thing. So it's going to be that sort of agreement, we think, as those talks go on.
Do you think Theresa May can survive, or even a Tory government survive on that sort of a, for want of a better term, nod and a wink from 10 MPs from Northern Ireland?
Well, there's a couple of things. Really, when you look specifically at Theresa May, you have to think of the campaign that she ran, and it was very much about her. It was all about her leadership. That phrase, strong and stable leadership, you heard it so many times over the last 3 weeks. So if you run a campaign like that, and you not only don't hold on to what you had in terms of majority, but you lose your majority, that makes things difficult. And then when it comes to Brexit, a part of the reason, again, for calling the election was she could go over there with a big majority and say, I'm going to take charge of this, have confidence in me, I can do it. So the problem is, if you say that you have confidence in me, I'm a great judge, and she has made it what has turned out to be an atrocious call in having the election, how can the country then trust her to get a good deal at Brexit? So there's definitely massive questions. And then I heard Ken talking about it as well. It's her situation inside the Conservative Party. Who knows? The government can exist on slim majorities. You've seen that. You know, the majority that the Tories have had for the last little while hasn't been big. You know, traditionally, if you go back years and years, you know, you needed, the majorities were normally way more than that. So they've survived in a slimish majority anyways. This would be even tighter still. But if they get the right agreement, there's no reason why they couldn't. On the other hand, Jeremy Corbyn is saying, we've won this election, we've done well, we've done far better than the Tories. People have rejected the Tories' manifesto, so we should get a chance. So really, it's going to be an incredible few days, and who knows, weeks and months maybe.
Yeah, the bottom line is Jeremy Corbyn has a strut about him. He looks like a man who won an election, but he didn't win it.
No, well, that's the thing you have to remember as well. You know, if this deal is right between the Tories and DUP, if they strike that deal, then that's what will be in place. But what he's saying is, although they're sort of what they're trying to get out there at the minute, their message at the minute, is them saying, you know, if we can put forward, there'll be no coalition deal, but if we can put forward a budget and other parties will support it, we should get our chance as well to put a government together. So, yeah, there's so much talks to go on, so much political games, as usual, as is Westminster's way, isn't it?
It's highly unlikely that sort of coalition will happen, however, from Corbyn's perspective, is it?
Yeah, so because there's so many different things to put in place. So if you're just looking at the numbers, you need the SNP, you need the Lib Dems, you need, even with the Greens get involved without one MP. And it does get quite messy. So in terms of a formal coalition, again, it's unlikely. But they are part of what was called this progressive coalition, all coming from the same sort of place. So when it comes to those bigger social issues, they are talking along the same lines anyway. So, you know, that's how he would imagine it would work.
Is there much talk over there about the abstentionist policy of Sinn Féin?
Well, yeah, there is. Although it seems unlikely that will change. There is, when it comes to Corbyn and that progressive coalition, people are saying, well, you know, if Sinn Féin get involved in that, that adds the numbers up again and helps that coalition get a little bit closer. At the minute, though, as soon as we heard these talks between the DUP and the Tories going on, that's what everyone's focusing on at the minute. And, yeah, as I say, that line about supply and confidence and people wondering what exactly this deal could look like, will look like, we don't know, we'll find out through the day. And then, yeah, I think the next big thing here is to hear from the Prime Minister. What's she going to do next? And we hope to hear from her. There was some suggestion it was going to be 10 o'clock. I think that might be pushed back slightly more. We're not sure at the minute, but we'll hear from her soon enough, I'd imagine.
Okay, Barry, thanks indeed for speaking to us. Thank you very much. Barry Weir there, who's with Sky News across in London.